It was standing room only in the largest lecture hall on the Plattsburgh State campus as teachers, parents, and students came to hear about or express their opinion over New York's standardized testing requirements. SUNY Plattsburgh Professor of Education Doug Selwyn was an organizer of the Our Children Are More Than a Score Forum. He notes that the gathering was planned before Commissioner King and Common Core became a statewide focus. Selwyn says it coalesced due to building concerns over the Common Core, race to the top, increasing private corporate influence on public education, and how decisions regarding education are made.
One certainly is the testing, and the fact that the testing is not good assessment. The Common Core, which was developed mostly with Gates money and other private money, there's been no piloting. It's developmentally inappropriate. It's putting teachers in an impossible place.
The session began with comments from a 7-member panel led by 114th District Assemblywoman Republican Janet Dupree. She says Common Core is a good concept that has been rushed through and poorly implemented.
I think it should be phased in a better way. I think we've got to take a deep breath and really evaluate the entire system. I have made the statement, and I've made it several times, that I think the State Education Department is the most dysfunctional department in the state of New York, and it should be the least.
SUNY Plattsburgh Associate Professor Mark Beetham, who specializes in adolescent education and visits local schools, says he is seeing a negative impact from standardized test mandates.
I see the stress levels increasing. It seems to be about rote memorization and a loss of interest, a loss of curiosity, and a sense of drudgery. We're here to churn out data for tests or reports.
Among the panelists was Saranac High School student Sophia Stevens. The ninth grader wrote a model test that mocks the actual New York State standardized test. It went viral on the web and was profiled in the Washington Post.
There was a reading passage that I made, and it was just explaining how students feel. And then I made example questions to go along with the reading passage. It was fun to make, actually.
So how bad is it regarding testing?
It's tough. We even take tests at the beginning of the year on stuff we haven't learned yet.
What do you want the state to do?
Definitely reduce the number of tests. I mean, of course, we need tests, but less is definitely a necessity.
Doug Selwyn reports there is one particular irritant, which was reflected in many of the comments during the forum.
One of the things that makes it really difficult to know what's going on is the teachers and administrators have been pressured and or ordered not to talk about this. So part of what we're trying to do with this forum is to create a space where we can have these conversations that we need to have to talk together about what can we do to support our children, what can we do to support our public schools.
For over an hour, parents, teachers, and students stepped up to vent their frustration, with few expressing support for Common Core.
I'd like to actually thank Commissioner King, the Board of Regents, State Education, for awakening the sleeping giant.
I had ninth grade boys last year crying in my classroom because of being overtested, because they felt dumb, because they knew for sure that they were never going to be able to graduate from high school.
I'm a senior at Plattsburgh High School.
Just kind of a sophomore at DHS.
It sucks that the teachers are kind of being graded on our grades, because I feel like I'm never really learning anything.
We jam for the test, we take the test, and then we don't touch that anymore.
So overall, it's pretty much, we might look smart on paper because we are passing all of our tests, but we don't really feel smart.
New York State Education Commissioner John King is in Scroon Lake this afternoon. This evening at 7:30, New York State Board of Regents Chancellor Merrill Tisch will join King for a panel discussion on Common Core standards in the studios of Mountain Lake Public Television in Plattsburgh. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.